I am an author.
I am not.
I am a painter.
I hate painting.
I am a student.
You're over 40.
I am an actor.
And a successful filmmaker.
I am allergic to chicken.
No, you're not.
I am a podcaster.
I am a podcaster. There's podcasters. Then there's these two. Then there's these two. Then there's these two. Then there's these two fucks. The Rock Vegas Podcast. D2RPN.com.
Where can I buy a director's chair?
Amazon.
Where can I buy Welcome Back, Kotter on DVD?
Amazon.
Where can I buy that Humping Animals adult coloring book with a dog fucking a chicken on the back?
Amazon. Go to D2RPN.com and click the Amazon banner. Buy an oven mitt. Hey, it's Ryan.
And it's Dave. If you guys like the skits on the Rock Vegas Podcast, check out the Rock Vegas Puppet Show on YouTube.
And follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Rock Vegas Puppet Show, and also on Twitter at Rock Vegas Puppet.
Yeah, new episodes come every Sunday. Make sure you subscribe.
Yo, motherfucker.
So let's get into it right away here.
Cool.
You want to play a song.
All right, so obviously I've been doing all the editing for all of the puppet shows that we're doing. And we've been doing a lot of the B-Rads. And one of the songs that I absolutely despise is that Let Me Take a Selfie fucking song. Because...
Hang on. Let's take a selfie.
Damn it.
Okay.
So... I fucking hate it. It's a fucking annoying as shit. I hate the whole selfie movement. We'll call it that. And I was listening to the group that plays this song on other songs. Because when you go into iTunes Music, it just plays their whole discography. And this remix came on.
So wait, you hate the song. So why would you be searching out
the band? I like other songs that they have. I just don't like this song.
Okay, so you were listening to this band. Not because of this song.
Right, because of their other songs. And then, I didn't make the connection. I didn't know because their songs are so different.
I didn't know
that they sang the song.
Okay, gotcha.
And it came on, and I'm like, oh, this fuck, how did this get in here? And then I looked and saw that it was the
goddamn
same band.
P-Rad.
Yeah, fucking P-Rad.
You're like, no, Joe, please.
Yeah, pretty much. Joey woke up. It was like 2 o'clock in the morning. He said, what the fuck are you screaming about? I was like, the fucking music. But this version came on, and this is me. This is like, if I was going to do a remix, this would be what I would do. So I'll go ahead and play the remix of Selfie for the fans to enjoy and love and fuck off to.
Whatever you draw.
Fuck off! See, told you.
Mm-hmm. All right. Here, I'll make it better for you. You want me to turn it up?
No.
Okay. I won't do that. What?
Like, I like the remix because I like the beat. I do like the beat of the song.
So far, I mean, it's the same. Yeah. This is the Botneck remix. Shut the fuck up part.
Yeah, and a couple other parts, but yeah.
But first, shut the fuck up.
Mm-hmm.
Let me take another fuck no. I like that.
Yeah. So it's like a...
It's like an instrumental remix, kind of. Yeah. I dig it.
I'm just imagining B-Rad right now. He's probably fucking loving it.
He's dancing over the corner. I see him. Dry humping the fucking mannequin.
Is his shirt off?
Looks like it.
Of course it is.
I just took a little tiny dance around.
It's a little tiny Tim. My name's not Tim. The song almost over?
Yes, I think so.
Let me take a selfie. There we go.
Yeah.
Play the full song, unedited.
Yeah.
A little bit of commentary.
Fuck no.
Yeah, that's pretty good. I understand
Bitch.
Why. So now you're accepting of that song.
I'm okay with it now.
As long as this version is playing.
I think this version and watching B-Rad perform, I think I'm okay.
That kind of turned
that,
the...
That is probably one of my favorite skits of... All of the ones that we have right now.
Really?
I laugh. Even watching with you again today, I laughed a lot. I like
it's
that.
Such a long
fucking,
skit,
it is,
though.
It's
rather the longest one we've done.
It's
so
9 years
far.
Long, but it's still good, you know.
Well, for the listeners, it hasn't come out yet on the YouTube channel.
No.
But if you're all curious, you have to go to the Rock Vegas Puppet Show YouTube channel and just subscribe that shit, because
yeah, it's coming.
Coming soon here, you will start to see the B-Rad and Dave Abercrombie and Fitch interactions, you know. And obviously right now you need to go because Bill Nye's on there. There's the whole Shitko
mm-hmm.
saga. If you were a listener back in 16S's days through today, you would remember these. We go back and we're doing, and eventually you're going to see some Snuggle Buddies work its
yeah,
way in there. And,
yeah.
and obviously all the other skits that we've done, they're all being portrayed in a puppet. So some people probably listening to that are like, I have no idea what you're talking about. Now you know. All the
yes.
skits that we do, they eventually become puppet shows
mm-hmm.
for that channel. So go fucking like it.
Yeah.
Subscribe and
tell your friends.
Shit, and then you can follow us on Twitter, Facebook,
yeah.
Instagram. It shit's everywhere. So.
And if you like what you see on the puppet show, you're probably going to see it on Saturday Night Live soon anyway.
Exactly. They're stealing from us.
Fucking
those
dicks.
Those mothers. So. Bitches.
Anyways, yeah. So that's. I thought that was really cool. I've been listening to that song a lot lately.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's a nice pump up music. It. Yeah, it's good times.
So you're 300,000 of those 2,300,041?
No, because I have it on iTunes. I don't have it on the two views.
Sorry.
But, yeah, no, it's good.
Interesting. So I want to talk about something.
Yes, please do. I don't want to always talk all the
but
time.
First, let me take a selfie.
Yeah, let me take a fuck you.
Wow. So this is up there for a reminder.
Mm.
So you wouldn't forget the topic.
Mm-hmm.
So, Dave.
Mm-hmm.
You know, cold vid
yeah.
and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
The 2019-2020 Rockford IceHogs season, you know, I do camera
yep.
Out there. And that season ended prematurely
yeah,
due to cold vid.
Yep.
Was just beginning. And then, obviously, there's no hockey during the summer. All sports can't have fucking people in arenas, blah, 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 bullshit. All right, so 2021 season would begin, right, in 2020.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I usually start hearing shit late September, early October, usually start mid-October.
Right.
Didn't hear shit. You know, I'm texting my contact, and he's like, I haven't heard anything. Hopefully by December. December comes and goes, don't hear anything, and then get a fucking email. Or text or whatever it was. I got a text and then an email a couple days later. In like beginning, it's probably end of January, beginning of February, something like that. So like we're recording in February, but this is coming out in March. So we're like a month behind or ahead, whatever
Both.
The case is there.
Both.
However it works out for you, there you go.
Just go with it.
Yeah.
We're time travelers.
Exactly. And so anyways, they're going to start the season. And the first game's beginning to mid-February, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, dude, I got these fucking emails. I should show you. Or did I show you?
You did not, because I didn't know they were going yet.
Let me just pull up the email. I won't read it because we don't have 9 hours to read the fucking emails, but let me just show you the emails. Let's see here. It's so many emails, Dave, I had to create a fucking folder for them.
Jesus.
So there's a bunch, pretty much all from the same person, right?
Yep.
So there's the first one I got, right? Looks lengthy.
Yep.
Lengthy email. Well, that's just me responding. Oh, there's an update. And what these emails, as I flip through them, these emails are including is all this fucking nonsense about, you know, testing and how we have to do this and, you know, all this shit. They're not going to have any fans in the fucking arena. You got to, you know, every single day I had to download this app. So every single day I could I have to fill out this thing. Like, it's 11 questions about, you know, if I have a cough, a fever, all this shit. And then I have to put in my temperature every single day. So I have to fucking take my temperature every single day. Every day that I go to a game, I have to get as I walk in. So, like, all this email is telling me all this shit. And then we have timed arrivals so that there's not too many people. Yada, yada, yada. So I'm,
we got a cough. Better put out your fucking thing.
COVID. That was a saliva cough.
Sure.
I went down the wrong pipe.
That's what she said.
Yeah. Anyways, so first game. Oh, so the first game was going to be on a Friday and next game Saturday. And it was to be the same team. They were staying overnight and whatever, right? Mm-hmm. A day before, so on a Thursday, we get an email. I think it was the Cleveland Monsters is who was coming. There was an outbreak at Cleveland Monsters organization, so the Friday, Saturday games were canceled. So somebody tested positive and whatever. So there's no games. Then a few hours later, we get another email. The Wolves have decided to step in and they'll play on Saturday. They have a home game on Friday, so they're not going to be able to play Friday, but they'll come and play a game on Saturday. So they're like, because it's weird, like they can just, oh, and keep in mind in the AHL, not every team is playing. Only certain teams are playing.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So we're only playing like 4 different teams for all the games.
That's dumb.
I think the Milwaukee
Brewers.
What's the fucking Milwaukee Admirals? Dude, I've done this for how long and I can't remember their fucking name. The Admirals aren't playing, and was it Peoria or something like that? Or
that's crazy because we don't have COVID in Wisconsin. Milwaukee's not playing.
It is weird if you think
you got a shit ton of COVID.
But for some reason, so here's the thing. This is what I heard. I don't know how true it is, but I heard that the Blackhawks, because their Ice Hogs are affiliated, that the Blackhawks gave the Ice Hogs like X amount of million of dollars to run this team during this season to keep their farm team, their players active, where these other NHL teams are not funding their AHL teams to run or whatever.
Gotcha.
Because obviously you're not making any money. No fans can come in. They're paying for I have to take a fucking COVID test every single time. I said I'd never take a COVID test. So in one of my responses to the emails, after I find out I'm going to have to take a COVID test every time I go in, I said, I will not be participating in COVID test where they jam the thing to your fucking brain. I said, I will not do it. I'll do the light around the nostril. I'll do the fucking prick of my finger test or whatever, because I heard that you can, one of these rapid tests, they do like a blood or something. I don't know. And then there's one other one that I heard that they do that seemed like, oh, like a mouth swab, I think is what it was. I said, I'd do all those. But if we're doing the jamming up my nose, I said, I won't have any part of it. Because that's the one where they have the chip attached to the swab and it attaches to your brain. And then now they can fucking fuck with your brain. I know somebody who's like, really believe that, you fucking well, prove it's not happening. That's all I'm going to say. Anyways, they completely understand, yada, yada, yada. And went and did some research. They did, for me. Found out that it's just the fucking around the lower part of your nostril. Okay. And I said, that should be okay. I've not had one, so I don't know how uncomfortable that's going to be, but I will not allow them to jam a fucking thing up my nose. Or in my ass. Which, right. Obviously,
that's the new thing.
Yeah, that's the new thing, but obviously they're not probably going to do that. And I wouldn't allow that anyways. Mm-hmm. So, it would be funny if I was cool with that, but not the fucking jamming up my nose. But first you put it in my ass, then my nose.
I actually refer to my ass, please.
Yeah, I should. Dude, that would be funny. The next time I go for a game, walk up to the little station and then pull my pants down and... they'd be like, sir, we're not doing those here.
We're going to let you back here.
Anyways, so we had that whole big discussion. And then, you know, we get the emails about the time. Do I have to come at a certain time? If I don't come at that time, whatever. So I go there. I get in the parking lot, go in. As I have to go in, the first thing I do is I have to go to station number one, where the lady's got a list of names. I say my name. I have to show my app that says I'm approved to walk in to the arena because it tells you based on your temperature and your answers to the questions if you're approved or not. I have to show that I'm approved. She checks my name off the thing, takes my temperature with a little
laser gun.
Little laser gun thing. As long as that reads okay, I can go now to station two. Mm-hmm. Station two is the hospital health department people that are going to do the COVID test, my rapid test. Station two, I give them my name, checks off a list, and then, all right, now go to station three. That's literally, they just check, okay. So, my name, station one, my name, station two. Station three is where you're actually giving the test. What's your name? Oh, check me off another list. Mm. And now we're going to do the fucking thing. Can you pull your mask down below your nose? Okay, did that. And she, round my fucking nostril, and then to the next one, and she's like, I know, it's unpleasant. And I'm like, well, yeah, you're fucking playing with my nostrils. She's like, because I'm more tickled than anything. Which is, and you should have to go around like 18 fucking times in each nostril. I don't understand that.
Right.
Like, you get it around twice, I think you've got it. I'm prone to bloody noses, so I'm just thinking,
right.
If this, you know, watch it start gushing. And then I'm going to be like, you went too far or something, you know, like I'm hoping it happens sometimes so I can fuck with them.
Right.
I get bloody noses on yeah. it. It's all the cocaine. And
COVID,
joking.
COVID nose, 17 or under swipes. It doesn't.
Yeah, it doesn't. But that 18th one, then
that's the sweet spot.
Yeah. So you have to do 18. Sometimes 19.
19 is too much.
Well, I was going to say 20 is too much. I think there's that, two 18. Swipe.
There's 18? Only one sweet spot. Yeah.
See, okay. Well, makes sense. Yeah, because everything with COVID makes sense.
Yes.
Jesus Christ. It's to somebody out there listening, they're like, yeah, well, yeah obviously. You know, it's like, it legitimately was probably like 7 or 8 loops in each nostril. So probably total, it's less than 18.
Right.
But to be fair, for the joke, we'll go with it. All right. So then after the hoopsie hoops in my fucking nose, now, okay, now go stand on that. So they have these fucking things on the floor 6 feet apart, and there's like 10 of these things in this area at the arena. Now you go stand on your thing for 15 minutes, because that's how long it takes to run the fucking thing to see right. if you have it. So when I got there, there was 3 people already on dots. So I went and stood on my dot. And apparently I was supposed to go to station number 4.
Ooh.
But the lady told me to go stand on my dot. I never made it to station number 4. Well, after I've been on my dot for about 4 minutes, the lady's like, oh, sir, did you go to over there to station number 4? I was like, no, you told me to go to my dot. Because they're like, you know, they're making it seem like it's so, so serious. You know. Mm-hmm. And, well, you need to go over to station number 4. So I go over there, and that's where now there's... This is where it gets kind of interesting. I haven't had to touch anything up to this point other than have somebody twirl my fucking nostrils. Station number 4, they have 3 binders with like a paper where it'd be like where you'd sign in. Mm. It's got the lines where you sign your name, right. or write your name, sign your name, time in, and then obviously when you leave, time out. This is how they're doing payroll. Or, you know, whatever, rather than going and doing the punch-in type
right,
thing, right?
Right?
So I go over there, and, oh, you write your name, sign your name, and then put what time you got in. They're not wiping the pens. So this is my problem. If you're going to go to such great lengths, then fucking do it. If we're all going to share the same pen... If somebody comes in that's a fucking... gets a positive test, at that point, are we then going to wipe everything down? What about all the people that have touched the pen in the meantime?
COVID
assuming
stays away from pens.
We believe that this bullshit's real.
Was it a blue or black ink pen?
Red.
Ooh, so yeah. COVID is colorblind, doesn't see red. That's why red's fine.
So what you're saying is COVID is not racist.
Yes.
Does not see color.
Well, he's racist towards reds.
Ooh, so you should have had COVID like 1,000 times.
Yeah.
Or something. I don't even know. The point is, it's kind of one of those things like, I didn't say anything, but I was kind of thinking, huh, so we're all going to share pen, but, you know, if I come up positive, are you going to throw the fucking pen away now? You're going to burn the whole goddamn arena down? Because I've entered that you're going to burn my sticker on the floor? Like, what's the process? I'm just curious. So anyways, I'm standing there, flipping through my phone, scrolling, and then, you're good to go. And then it goes through, it finally gets to me, number four. And it, well, in the meantime, other people are coming in and doing the whole fucking everything.
Right.
I was the only one the lady fucked up on. Everybody else came through, go to station four, and then to your dot. Mm. So I was good to go, was good. Negative.
Congratulations.
And then I went in and I have to go directly to my station. I don't need to stop off at this booth or whatever. And there's, nothing in the arena is open. There's no restaurants. There's, the booster club's not there setting up. And none of that shit that's normally there is going. You don't smell popcorn. You don't. So you just, it's nice and quiet. Okay.
Right.
And you can't go down into the underbelly where the locker rooms are. That is completely, you have to be on the team to go down in that area because they don't want the players getting sick
right.
and all this
right.
shit. So, they go around, go up through the rafters over to my area. They have a policy. If you're in the arena, you have to wear your mask the entire time. Now, Dave, I don't know if you've ever been to the arena.
I might
have. I think you used to be a season ticket holder.
Yeah, I don't like to publicly announce that. But
okay. Well, at one point in time, I think you had been there maybe.
I've been there once, I think. Maybe twice.
So you understand the rafters and where I sit, correct?
Right on top of the crowd.
Yeah, it's literally 4 feet from the crowd, right?
Oh, yeah. Right there.
We're talking...
It's got to be at least 100.
60 to 100 feet in the air away from the closest fucking human, probably.
Yeah, and the next camera operator is probably on the opposite
side. On the opposite side of the arena from me. I'm the only one in the air. Now, during regular time, there would be somebody on the spotlight.
Right.
Who would be 7 feet from me.
Which is past the six, so Colbert wouldn't get you.
Yeah, unless the idiot, for some reason, sat closer to me, but... Already before COVID, I tried to stay away from these people. Okay? Not any other reason, just fuck away from me. Mm-hmm. I like to be by myself up there, right? Well, anyways, there's no spotlight because there's no crowd to spotlight for.
Mm-hmm.
You only spotlight because there's people there, so you want people to look at a certain thing. When it's all on TV, you don't need the spotlight because the camera will just zoom in.
Right?
Yep. Okay, I'm the only one on that side of the fucking arena. Let's just say 100 feet in the air. But I gotta wear a mask. It's like nobody's around me. Who the fuck am I gonna get sick? Here, even if I sneezed, it's not even making it to the fucking ice.
Mm-hmm.
It's not, it's gonna go straight down. Well, I've infected these fucking seats beneath me 100 fucking feet down.
Right.
I'm sure at some point wind will have blown and it's blown away. I mean, who the fuck knows? It's so stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, gotta wear your mask. So, I do my half-assed version of wearing the mask.
Mm-hmm.
And I was there. I had to get there like an hour and 45 minutes before the game was going to start. I get to my station about an hour and 25 minutes before the game's going to start because of my 15 minutes I had to wait.
Right.
And I said, I can't leave that spot unless I'm going to go to the bathroom. Which is fine. I scroll my phone.
Mm-hmm.
It's nice and quiet in there. You don't hear anything.
That's got to be weird.
At a certain point, it's kind of weird. But see, I used to get there early enough in the past where it would be before they'd start letting fans in. The only difference is you'd start smelling popcorn. And eventually people would start coming in and you'd hear and then they'd start playing the music. Well, they started playing music like they would at a normal thing. The only difference is like nobody's walking in. They get, the seats aren't filling up, whatever. It's just, it's still, arena is quiet. So it's like one of those Tuesday morning school games.
Right.
After every school has left for that last 10 minutes of the third period.
Right.
That, those are like the closest comparison I can make. And so they're playing the music. Eventually the players come out and they do their fucking warm up shit. Now, here's the weird thing. The glass behind the benches is gone. There's no need to have the glass there because there's no fans.
Right.
So the glass behind the benches are gone. All the other glass is there. The separator glass is there. They have this new policy for, like, the off-ice officials in the penalty box where you, like, each referee has their own bottle with their, like, name on it. So... because they come over on breaks
right.
and drink water. Instead of having a spray. And I think every player has their own bottle on the bench.
Mm.
So there's no, like, swapping. I'm not sure on that. But and then, like, when you get in a fight or go to the penalty box, you get – they use a different towel. They not didn't used to, I guess. They must have always, like
– shared a towel.
There's, like, a couple towels and that's it. Now, like, there's, like, a plethora of towels or something. And, you know, you go in there and – you know, I don't know how that works or whatever, or they are constantly washing them and changing them out. I don't know, as I wasn't really paying that much attention, right. but I overheard Peck talking about it. So, anyways, warm-ups happen. Oh, that's the other thing I was going to say. So, you remember when the Ice Hogs would come out, I do it from my perspective, they would come out from the left, even where you sat, and go to the right side for warm-ups. Now, the Ice Hogs stay on that side, and their bench is on that side.
Oh, really?
They've switched benches so that they can come out of their way and stay on that side. And I was like, thinking, so are we just going to play hockey where nobody crosses a fucking blue line? So yeah. It's like air hockey where,
yeah.
And then, and then it happens to go in, it goes like, so we're never going to get, you got to stay 6 feet away from the blue line.
Throw air fucking
or the middle line, rather. Yeah, it's like.
Fight together now?
Right. Actually surprised because a push fight type thing broke out, like full blown, like punching fight broke out. And I was like, oh my God, there's literally spreading COVID right now with their fucking fist fight. You know what I mean? Like, I was surprised there was a fight because you'd think, like, well, I don't want to get COVID or whatever. Right. Anyways, they're all getting tested before they come out there. But, anyways. So I thought that was weird that they've switched benches for whatever. So crossing somehow in warm-ups is different than playing amongst each other. I don't, that yeah. to me doesn't make any sense. It should have been this way from the beginning, though. They should have just went to their closest bench on each side. That's how it always should have been. Then you don't ever have to, remember always there was that issue, leaving the ice, the away team has to wait at the bench while the Ice Hogs, like, this is fucking stupid. You should each be on your own respective side, right? That's not how they did it for some reason. So now they're doing it, and I hope they keep it that way because it makes more sense.
It does.
But it would piss off season ticket holders who, I want to be behind the Ice Hog bench, are now behind what would be the away team bench.
Right.
The problem is there's no fans, so it doesn't really matter at this point. While the game's playing, so all the music is the same. There's obviously no promotions or whatever. They still take the TV breaks that they would normally do where somebody, they come out and shovel.
Right, clean the ice.
Little areas. But what's interesting is they're playing that subtle crowd noise.
Oh, they are?
So it kind of, it's weird because you hear, you know, when you've sat there for an entire 2.5 hour game, you hear the same 25 minute, I'm assuming it's probably more like a 10 or 15 minute clip that's on loop, because you hear that same whistle, like the in the, because it's the same loop, but you can hear it because, like, you get used to it. At least I do. I notice shit like this. And when you've heard that same, like, guy whistle every 10 minutes, so, like, twice a period or whatever,
right.
You're like, oh, we're back to that point of the loop. But it's just there now. So it's, I'm guessing for people watching at home, it gives that, like, noise effect that, oh, yeah. So if you were to listen to it, you'd hear the, and he takes a bit of puck around the middle, and you hear in the background, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. What's also weird is, so when a goal gets scored by the Ice Hogs, it's not an audio clip of the crowd cheering, but they still play the horn which there's no people in there to drown it out with their cheering. So the horn's really fucking loud now.
Yeah.
They play the horn and, you know, it's, they still play the song and all this shit like it's a thing. The only thing they don't play is, like when the other, when like the next whistle, the, hey, guess what, your goalie sucks song. You don't get that anymore.
Oh, nice.
But they do, he does play the music throughout. So it's, that's like a normal thing. But yeah, and like no cheering audio, which I would try and like put it together or something like, it's just weird. And then when the other team scores, if you didn't notice the puck go in the net, which I get, that's what I'm supposed to do, but I also have to keep a really wide shot. So sometimes I don't see it go in, or like it dribbles in and you, the goalie's in the way. So I don't see it, but they do. And they're like, there's usually fans there. They'd be like, oh, or, you know, reaction. So then you'd kind of know, oh, something happened. And you just see, like, the play stop and these guys kind of, like, half-assed, like, you know, like, hug each other and go back. To, there's, like, it's so weird because there's no reaction, and at least from an arena or whatever.
Mm.
And it's kind of like, oh, they just scored. Oh, okay. Because it's just so blah.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I'd have some, like, boo audio and some and some cheer audio, and then just have the main one going or something. I don't know. It's just a suggestion. Not that that guy's listening. I'm just saying.
He's not listening at all. He hates
me. No, he doesn't give a fuck. I think he likes me. I don't think he gives a shit about this, though, enough to listen to for my critique.
Right.
It's just weird, dude. It's really weird being there and have and I've only done the one game, so it may be normal by the time it's done. What is nice, though, is after the game, there's no fucking crowds.
Yeah,
there's
traffic.
No traffic. There's nothing. I don't have to deal with any of that shit. The only thing I have to do is go sign out with the same pen that 47 other people used to get in. To be fair, we're all negative, according to their rapid test. But, you know, we all share the same pen. They're not wiping the pen down. At least wipe the fucking pen down.
Right.
You know, or issue everyone a pen that they will be using and keep your pen because you're going to do this for every game or something. It's like, if you're going to go through all this other trouble, maybe we should focus on the pen.
Yeah.
You signed in, wipe it down. You send in, wipe it down.
Or like you said, just give everybody a hug.
Yeah, how difficult can it be to give an ice hug to everybody? Or a boomo pen.
Mm.
Whatever. Or everybody tell them, bring your own pen.
Yeah.
Or just, and here's the funny part, is they actually had the wife sitting on the table like that was what they were there to do, wipe the pen down, except they weren't doing that.
They were doing it.
That's nice. That I noticed. Somebody could have been doing it, I just didn't notice it. But like, I picked up the pen, did my set it down. Did not see that pen get picked back up to get wiped down, but the next person came over and grabbed that same pen. And so I don't know, maybe a failure to have done their job. I hope I don't get somebody fired, but I'm just saying, if we're going to go through all this rigmarole, at least do that one little thing.
Yeah.
Keep in mind, I don't give a fuck about any of it. I didn't go wash my hands after I wrote with the pen, and I didn't do any of that because I don't give a shit because it's not real. It's goddamn cold. Everybody gets it. You're going to get it. Whatever. So, I saw games with no fans.
Yeah, that's gonna be weird.
It was very reminiscent of, you know, Wednesday games. I saw games with no fans. What I think would be funny is, as a joke, because Dave, when you used to go, do you remember we'd be sitting there in the third period, they'd be like, they put the four attendants and you had to guess which one. And you'd, it didn't matter what number was up there, you'd look around and say, yeah, there's no,
no fucking,
fucking
way.
I think it'd be funny now if they just put exorbitant, like 347,000 people. A. B. 49 people. C. 637. And then D. 1,000,000. Or whatever, you know, and it would just be funny
so you're
because.
Using Dominion numbers?
Yeah, yeah. And then obviously you'd go with the biggest because there's nobody there. Right. It would be funny, like, if you did something like that. I think it'd be funny for those people that they're always knew that attendance shit was bullshit. And we always were like, well, they're obviously counting every season ticket holder that didn't show up.
Yep.
Plus who showed up.
It was all ticket sales.
Yeah. It was all nonsense.
It's all because
you'd look around and be like, yeah, there's maybe 500 people here tonight.
What? No, there's 5,382.
It would always be like 2,149 people. Like, there's no fucking way. You can do the math. There's 10 people in that section. That section looks about the same, so that's 20. You could do the math around it. Yeah, we're about 550 people.
Yeah.
There's no 2,000? Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's laughable. Anyways, I don't want to sit here and criticize. They might fire me. But
we don't want to do that.
You know, it's interesting. I kind of, and honestly, I enjoy being able to see something that nobody else has seen. It's kind of like a privilege.
Mm-hmm.
I was kind of against the idea of a COVID test because I said I would never get one. But I caved so that I could see these games. But it's also not that bad. At least that little.
The little version, yeah.
If it was anything worse than that, I wouldn't do it. So they want to get rid of me. Start jamming it up people's asses. See how quick I don't show up.
Right.
Anyways.
It's weird.
That's the Ice Hogs so far. Like I said, I only did one game.
Yeah.
They lost.
Shocker.
But it was a pretty good game, to be fair.
Shocker.
Did you have something? No, the videos you just...
We did the videos. There is a show. There is a movie. Go to the Tube of Views.
Oops.
There's a movie I started watching. I didn't finish it. It's actually really good.
Okay.
It's different. It's called Outside the Wire.
What is that?
I don't know.
Outside the Wire?
Yeah.
That's a book.
Is it?
I think so.
It's on Netflix. Yeah. Trailer.
What is?
The official trailer right there.
This here?
Yeah.
Sir, looking for Captain Leo.
You must have really messed up if they sent you to Leo.
Do you know why you're here?
Yeah, because I broke chain of command.
Harp, he's not like us.
Missing a very important part.
You're commanding officer. I'm gonna give you 60 seconds to deal with it.
Yes, sir.
Cool.
Okay.
It's like a cyborg.
What are you, AI?
A Gump's AI. I'm a prototype. My existence is classified.
No, but it's classified. Why'd he tell him?
I need someone who can think outside the box. That's why you're here. I chose you.
You got a picture of him?
I'm not even having this conversation.
Hey, it's fair game, rookie.
She's a hottie. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Hey, my gummy bear? Oh, my gummy bear.
Please, tell me what you know.
In front of him?
You can trust him.
He's your informant?
Listen, I'm a combat soldier, but I feel more than you think. I can't do this with eyes on me.
They put your tractor on your back?
Sometimes you gotta get dirty to see any real change.
Welcome to the war, kid.
Ouch, you seem to bit me on protocol for whatever you are.
I need you to trust me, Harp. What will you do with so much power?
We can be good allies.
In extreme situations, I have the ability to break the rules just like you.
What's going on, Harp?
I removed this failsafe.
You did what?
If your war machine turns against you, why should I care?
How long do you think you'll survive out here on your own?
What are you using me for?
Do you trust me?
That's a movie?
Yeah, it's a movie.
I was thinking it was a show.
No, it's a movie.
Interesting. Now, you watched it, or you're
about
halfway?
25 minutes in.
Okay. So far, so good?
Yeah, yeah. It's very good. I stopped it because I thought it'd be something that the wife would like, so I want to watch it with her.
Really?
Yeah, it's actually really good. It's interesting.
You think she'd like that?
Oh, yeah, she likes that.
Like war game
movies? Yeah, she
movies?
Likes war movies and sci-fi movies
really?
And shit. She likes everything but realistic movies. So, like, you know, what is it? House of a Thousand Corpses, that kind of shit. Saw.
How the fuck is that realistic?
Because it could happen. Like, people are that crazy in backwoods fucking Alabama would fucking kidnap
like
people
Ouija?
And kill meet them. Yeah. Yeah, so...
It's weird that... I get the whole Ouija thing, but it's a movie.
Yeah, I know. But
it's a movie.
She don't want to bring
They're not
shit.
Documentaries.
I know. But yeah, she doesn't want any part of, like, Saw, Hostel, any of that shit. She doesn't want any part of it. But, yeah.
It looks pretty good. I might actually check that one out.
Yeah, I'm going to check that one out.
So I got to watch Synchronic?
Yeah, Synchronic and then that one. Yeah.
Yeah, right. Synchronic, and then Outside the Wire.
Yeah.
The book I was thinking of, I believe, is called Inside the Wire.
Oh, yeah. That's how I know you're gay, because you actually know books that are not weird. What? Are you talking? What's going on?
You're talking.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Yeah, this book here.
Oh,
the book is An American Soldier Describes His Six-Month Service at the Guantanamo Bay Detainee Camp, Camp Delta, where he worked as an Arabic translator, sat in on the interrogation of Muslim prisoners, and witnessed psychological and physical torture. Yada, yada, yada. I have that book. That's why I was like, oh, this is based on a book. No, it's Inside the Wire, not Outside the Wire.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Yeah.
I like it. I'm going to check that out.
So, you didn't watch any of the Bowl of Super Either to Die. Was there any commercials that you had heard that were super awesome that we should check out?
The only thing I heard about is there's a pretty good Cheetos, Mila Kunis, Ashton Kutcher commercial.
Oh, nice.
And then I heard about Bruce Springsteen did a Jeep commercial, and then, like, the next fucking day or 2 days later, he gets pulled over for a DWI, gets arrested, and Jeep's like, nope, and, like, takes off anything that they had with him you know, he's in the Super Bowl commercials driving their my company's shit, mm-hmm. and then he gets a DWI. I guess he had one shot of tequila and somehow got pulled over and busted.
Wow.
And so then they're like, you know, like, that's shitty when that shit happens. Like, mm-hmm. oh, yeah, Bruce Springsteen, he's good to go. We'll be fine. Fucking get run an ad thing with him, and then the next fucking day he gets a DWI.
Wow.
And then you hear Bruce Springsteen, you're like, oh, hey, he was just in a commercial for, oh, apparently alcoholics drive Jeeps. You know, like, mm-hmm. you get that fucking feeling. So we can watch the Cheetos one.
Yeah.
Other than that, I have no idea, dude, about any other commercial. I didn't watch it. I didn't hear about it.
I keep seeing on Twitter Will Ferrell, like, in Norway. Something about Will Ferrell. Yeah. Something about Norway. I don't know what. There's all the funniest Super Bowl commercials
for GM.
2021. It's 20 fucking minutes.
We're not gonna watch that. We'll watch this one. Oh, yeah, and it's got Shaggy in it. Mila Kunis, Ashton Kutcher, and Shaggy, It Wasn't Me.
Okay.
So we'll play this one.
Did you steal my Cheetos again?
Just tell him it wasn't you.
But I caught you at the counter.
It wasn't me.
Saw you snacking on the sofa. It
wasn't me.
You even had him in the shower.
It wasn't me.
I even caught you on camera!
You're the one who granted access to your snacks. Don't talk surprised that she sleep behind your back. You gotta keep tabs before she emptied that bag. Let's review the situation. Orange fingers, red flag. To keep you on stash, you gotta hide it better. If she asks where they are, you say forget her. Never admit to a word, and please don't upset her. And if she keep on snacking, I guess you'll let her.
Well, did you?
Wasn't me.
Okay.
Well, that's the first time that's ever worked. New Cheetos Crunch Pop Mix.
So there's that.
I knew she was in it because of where I work. I got an email saying she was going to be in the commercial. That's all I had known.
They only announced her?
That's all I saw. I don't read all of the emails that come through that way, but yeah.
Yeah. Which is weird. The two I heard about was related to my company and related to your company. Mm-hmm. So it's interesting. But,
I want to know what's up with the Will Ferrell Norway thing.
Let's see here. I thought it's funny that they had Shaggy in it, though.
Yeah.
It wasn't me. That's a good commercial. I like it. All right, so Will Ferrell, we'll watch this one.
Okay. Guy looks
There is one other one that I heard about. Reddit.
Redditors
bought a 5-second fucking ad or some shit.
Yeah, I did hear about that.
And it was, like, a nod to the whole shit they're doing with the stock market. Yeah. That's the three I heard about. So we'll watch this one, and then we'll do the Reddit one, I guess. It's only 5 seconds. If we can find it. Oh, wait. There's an ad on an ad.
Weird.
A heartburn ad.
You know that Norway sells way more electric cars per capita than the U.S.? Norway. Well, I won't stand for it.
never mind.
With GM's new Ultium battery, we're going to crush those losers. Crush them! Let's go, America.
Keenan, Norway's out EVing us.
Wait, what's this?
Oh, it's my daughter's birthday. She's really into pirates
lately. I don't care. Grab an EV, meet me in Norway.
Okay, can I say goodbye to my family?
Nope.
All right.
Awkwafina, sorry to disturb you, but Norway's beaten us at EVs. Meet me there in an hour.
Can I ride with you?
No!
GM's Ultium battery is made for all types of vehicles, so soon everyone can drive an EV.
Oh!
Why didn't we all just go together?
No, and Will is probably flying private.
Hey, Norway, listen up, you fish-loving...
Oh, this place is adorable. Damn it.
Where are you guys?
We're in Finland. Where are you?
I'm in Norway.
Norway? You're in Sweden.
Damn it!
Funny.
30 new EVs.
Did you know that Norway?
30 new EVs by 2025. Electric vehicles is what EVs is. That's a lot.
Yeah.
So GM's fucking...
throwing down on some EV action, huh?
So basically GM's fully bought into the Biden plan.
Oh, yeah, big time.
So glad I don't work for them. But I think we're all going that way. And now we're going to go Reddit.
Yeah.
None of these are 5 seconds. There we go. 7 seconds. Oh, maybe it was 7 seconds. Yeah, this is the 5 second Super Bowl ad. The clip is 7 seconds. Mm-hmm. You ready for this ad?
Yep.
I don't know about you, but I'm fucking ready. That's...
In the heart.
So that... Oh, wait. So that's the end of one commercial.
Mm-hmm.
1 second into that to the 5 second... All right, this is what it says. It's so quick, you can't read it all in the 5 seconds.
I got the first
one. I wonder
line.
What it cost to print to buy this. All right. It says, wow, this actually worked. If you're reading this, it means our bet paid off. Big game spots are expensive, so we couldn't buy a full one. But we were inspired and decided to spend our entire marketing budget on 5 seconds of airtime. One thing we learned from our communities last week is that underdogs can accomplish just about anything when they come together around a common idea. Who knows? Maybe you'll be the reason finance textbooks have to add a chapter on tendies. Maybe you'll help our superb owl, superb owl, teach the world about the majesty of owls. Maybe you'll even pause this 5 second ad, which we did. Mm-hmm. Powerful things happen when people rally around something they really care about. And there's a place for that. It's called Reddit.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny because it goes from a 5 seconds of silence to, into the next loud one. Well, there you go.
That is interesting.
It is interesting. I think it's funny. Yeah. So, I think it's that time, buddy.
Yeah, let's do it.
Now, this one's just the Rick and Morty that we didn't get to in last episode. So we don't have a pre-gamer. We got a main gamer. Or whatever. Okie dokie. Five known.
Car. Balls.
Just a ball?
Yeah, oh, I'm sorry, you said noun, singular, yeah, ball. Crackhead?
I'll go with balls since that's what you said. It works. Okay. It doesn't matter.
All right. Crackhead?
Crackhead.
Mm-hmm. Midget? And butt plug.
Okay. One plural noun?
Pussy Lips.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 adjectives.
Slutty. Hoary. Bloody. How many more?
Two more.
Let's go with gay and sexy.
Part of the body, plural.
Thighs.
A place.
Norway.
Okay. Celebrity, female.
Mila Kunis. Why not?
Might as well. And this one, Dave, this Rick and Morty Mad Lib is called A Pocket Full of Mortys.
Oh, nice.
You recall that?
I do, I think. If I remember correctly.
Okay, well, let's read it and find out.
Okay.
A Morty is the perfect accessory for a gay scientist on the go. His midget-canceling brainwaves make the perfect cloaking balls. Mortys provide a great distraction when trying to steal some pussy lips from a sexy space fortress.
Nice.
A Morty is easy to manipulate thanks to his slutty nature and the fact that he still hasn't grown a pair of thighs. We need the balls and thighs to switch there.
Switch out,
Just to be sure to keep him away from that girl in his class, Mila Kunis. Still hasn't grown a pair of thighs. Just to be sure to keep him away from that girl in his class, Mila Kunis. Okay. Hormones can turn a Morty into a real bloody butt plug. Lose a Morty in Norway. No problem. Oh, it's a question. Lose a Morty in Norway? No problem. With infinite universes, he can always be replaced with a new car. Best of all, a Morty is totally hoary and non-judgmental, except when he's judging Rick for being an immoral crackhead. But who cares what he thinks? He's a Morty.
Nice.
There you go.
Yeah. There is a whole episode of A Bunch of Mortys.
Okay. A watchable episode, or
no? There's one right after Pocket Morty's with Rick and Morty, and now has tournament.
This one,
yeah,
yes. Excuse me.
Yeah, I would say that one. Probably.
Yeah, that's probably the best, huh?
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
Hey, Pocket Morty's, ever heard about it? It's a really great program, video game on the iPad, Android, and iPhone, and all that, all those fancy things, am I right? It just got more fun because of all the new stuff like 20 new Mortys for tournament prizes and storylines. And speaking of tournament prizes, Pocket Morty's now has tournaments, so, you know, it's got that competitive aspect now and more stuff I don't understand, but you probably will. It's an update. Pretty cool, right? So why don't you get it right now? It's free. It's Pocket Morty's on Adult Swim Games. You got to download it right now.
No, that's not what I was thinking of. That was a game.
Like a real game?
Yeah. Go to Morty Resets His Life.
This here?
Yeah.
It's a long one.
Is it?
Well, I think it's like 4 minutes.
This one's kind of like Click.
Great for the listeners.
Mm-hmm.
If And you can only see what we're watching.
Yeah, he meets a girl and everything's really cool. It's almost like the Roy game.
It's almost like real life.
Start fighting, they break up.
Just to the remote. What's the Roy game?
When we watched from Blitz and Chips.
Oh, yeah. On a plane and it's about to crash. Oh, it does crash. And there goes his bag with the remote. Fuck. Can't reset this. She saves him. Oh, they're still alive.
He's got the sneaker.
He's eating his shoe. It says vegan leather on the bottom. I thought they're gonna start eating each other. Oh no, they are. Yep. That's an interesting question. Doesn't have the strength to
no,
do.
He's too weak to kill himself.
Now, in the episode, is it really just music?
No, I think there's some talking too, if I remember correctly. Yeah, I'm pretty sure there's music, there's talking and shit.
So he's gonna travel back to see if he can find his bag at the ass end of the plane. There it is, just sitting there.
Right next to the terrorists from 9/11's passports.
Nice. What's he need that for?
So you call 911. Look at his fucking hand.
Oh, wow. Dude. Oh, no. He looks like Roger from fucking American Dad.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of.
Yeah.
So everything's happy. He's home safe. Yeah. Oh, what's this remote? Oh, no. Now he's explaining to this chick, then she's like, yeah. You fucking weirdo.
Yeah.
Reset.
Because he paused it there. He can't get back.
Oh, man. Could you imagine?
Yeah.
All right, so the question I was going to ask real quick is, in the event you're in the fucking, let's say, plane crashes, whatever, and there ain't no fucking food, at what point, or do you not decide, we gotta eat Joe?
I would say at day two, I think.
Day two?
Not eating for 2 days, I think it's time to fucking eat somebody.
Really? Mm-hmm. Like, in all seriousness?
Yeah.
Wow. That's pretty quick. I think you'd still be fine. I think... Here's the thing. There are people out there that will say, well, I would never turn to that. I do think in a desperate time, mm-hmm. you just might. Then again, argue with a fucking vegan and find out. I don't know.
Right.
2 days seems a bit quick to me.
I don't know. I don't know how many days it would take.
Well, I mean, you'd be hungry, but I don't think you'd be so fucking hungry on, like, day two that you're ready to start. Let's say the person wasn't dead yet. It's either me or Joe.
Well, Joe's going, dude.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah, but Joe's thinking, fuck that, day's going. Like, I mean, you guys are going to kill each other, and then, you know what I mean? Like, it's a weird thing, but now, if somebody was already dead, yeah, you wouldn't want to wait too long, because you gotta fry that meat up. It's gonna start getting bad, yeah. So, I mean, there's
it
that.
Rots, yeah.
I don't know. It's a weird thing, like, maybe for a different time and show, cannibalism and whatever. It's something we've never really talked about, I don't think. Not really something.
No, we've never really talked about it.
I mean, it's an interesting concept. There are, that exists out there.
Yeah,
it's not
yeah.
like it's not a thing. It's just not accepted. It's kind of weird. It's, I don't know. It's weird.
Yeah.
For sure. All right, we need a title. Just call it Mila Kunis then, or?
Yeah, we can do that.
What was the one that was funny? Oh, the hormones can turn a Morty into a real bloody butt plug.
Yeah, I like that.
Just
do real bloody butt plug.
Okay. That'll do it, I guess.
Yeah.
I think so. I'm looking at the midget canceling brainwaves. Whatever. All right. Well, right on. Please subscribe to the D2R Podcast Network on iTunes, and don't forget to rate and review while you're there. You can also download the Stitcher and Podbean app to your device for free and search D2R Podcast Network and subscribe. If you enjoy listening to the shows on the D2R Podcast Network, spread the word to everyone you know. Your word of mouth is our best advertising method, and we appreciate your support. Thanks for listening.
Where can you find everything you want to buy?
Amazon.
What about two-day shipping no matter where I live?
Amazon.
What about groceries?
Yes, Amazon has it. Go to d2rpn.com and click the Amazon banner.
Fucking love it.
Do you have a question, comment, or concern?
872-242-8311.
Or maybe you'd just like to hear your voice instead of ours.
872-242-8311.
Then call the D2R Podcast Network hotline at USA Chat 311. That's 872-242-8311.
872-242-8311.
No matter the time or day, you can call 24-7 and operators will be standing by.
872-242-8311.
Your call is important to us.
872-242-8311.
So once again, USA Chat 311.
872-242-8311.
872-242-8311.
872-242-8311.
Hey, it's Ryan.
And it's Dave. If you guys like the skits on the Rock Vegas podcast, check out the Rock Vegas Puppet Show on YouTube.
And follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Rock Vegas Puppet Show, and also on Twitter at Rock Vegas Puppet.
Yeah, new episodes come every Sunday. Make sure you subscribe.
Sometimes to ease a shitty day, you gotta listen to podcasts. Well, you're in luck. The D2R Podcast Network is full of life-changing podcasts. Whether you're dealing with a shitty boss, a pissed-off spouse, or a cat shitting in your milk, we've got you covered. Go to D2RPN.com now, but check with your doctor if you have a heart condition, male pattern baldness, female mustache, muffin top, or if you have three or more nipples. Side effects may include anal leakage, erections lasting less than 4 hours, spontaneous combustion, heroin addiction, gratuitous fisting, and blindness. Seek immediate medical attention if your penis falls out. The D2R Podcast Network. Viva Podcast!